WCAPX Mobile 14714. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Jeff. I expect you to be in the morning. Oh, well. I missed part of that. My APRS got you, Mr. Jim. Good morning. It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood, but it's Friday. It's even better. So let it snow, let it get really nasty, and then I'm going to go home and think about all the things I should be doing.
Well, go home and think about them. That's interesting. People normally act upon what they want to do, or no, should do. No, I just think about it, it's okay.
I am the ultimate procrastinator. I even procrastinated procrastinating. How's that?
Well, I started out saying today, you're up late. About an hour earlier, so you're up late. So, hey, that's a good thing on a Friday.
Yeah, I'm just working around the Traverse City area today. I've got a couple fire stations to go to. Do some troubleshooting. Not installs or anything that we've actually installed, but the customer's got some issues, and they say, we want you to come check it out, figure it out. So, so I've got that, and then at that point, the rest of the day right there at the shop, I've got a police car. It's almost done. I got to finish doing some programming on the lights, and I think the computer needs to be mounted, but that's a 5-minute thing there. So. But yeah, it should be a fairly low-key day if everything goes as planned, but nothing ever goes as planned. Yesterday was going to be a fairly quick and easy day, and we ended up pulling 12 hours, so.
Yeah, yesterday I thought you said you had 20 radios to change out, and I said that was a lot for one day.
No. I had one base station and two radios. We had two pickup trucks. We had to pull the radio out of one pickup truck and put it into another. None of it was really hard. It was a matter of the base station. They wouldn't let us put up the antenna on the outside of the building because if we were over 4 foot off the ground, we had to be tethered to something. Well, needless to say, we don't have the equipment to be tethered to anything. I do have a climbing belt, but it's at the shop. And, anyway, so they had to come over and put up the antenna, so we basically had to sit and wait for that. I ended up spending probably an hour or two just waiting on them. Then we had the two installs. Well, the one I had our new guy go over and put in, and he did fairly well with that. Let me buy one here. And he got one pulled out and put it into another vehicle. All I had to do was put an RF connector on, so that was no biggie. The other one, we had an external speaker that had to be mounted, and that created its own little dilemmas. But, yeah, I would say it was a 12-hour day, 12-and-a-half-hour day, something like that, being down in Manistee.
Yeah, you know, I think I remember a couple of years ago you were putting in indoor repeaters, and you had to figure out how to run antennas to the outside through the trusses and all that kind of stuff. I remember some issues you had there trying to figure out how to either drill holes in the roof or in the sidewall or side of the house or the building. I remember that was kind of an interesting project.
You know, over the years, we've run into that quite a few times where you always got this little hiccup somewhere, and you got to figure it out. There are some of us that, you know, when things aren't exactly as so, they get uptight and they get panicky and, you know, and I think it comes with time. You know, I've done this long enough that it takes a lot to get me to panic, but, you know, just kind of take a step back, look at it, figure it out, make it happen, you know. That's all you can do. You know, it really doesn't do you any good to panic.
Well, your mission today, I don't envy you, troubleshooting someone else's install. That's always interesting.
Well, one is a headset system that is not working. Apparently they've got push-to-talk but no audio, or no audio, or no audio but no push-to-talk, or I don't know. I just got to go and figure out why the headsets don't work. So that's not a big deal. That's either wiring or, a bag connector or something fairly simplistic. The other one's going to be interesting because the customer says the equipment shuts off on its own, but even they can't duplicate it, so they don't know what's going on. They want us to come look at it, so I'm going to go look at it if it works. Oh, shoot. I got some ideas that I can look at to try to figure it out. Can't do anything until I get there, so, little jobs like that could be a 5-minute thing, or little jobs like that could be an all-day thing, so you don't know if you actually got to break into it.
And I always liked with amateur radio equipment, the different manufacturers have different ways, particularly on their portables, to do a push-to-talk, whether they have to have a resistor you put in or a capacitor to make the push-to-talk work or how to interface that. It's not always just a straight, straight-to-ground connection. Zone there, so I'll let you go. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Go. Listen for you, maybe on your way back home.
Yeah, we'll climb for a little bit anyway, but anyway, yep, no problem. All kinds of fun, so talk to you later, 73 WPATX Mobile.
Anybody up north on?
Good afternoon, sir. KSBW here. Name is Shannon. I'm in Toponabe.
I said you're Shannon. This is Roger. I'm in Gaylord. Where are you at?
Oh, I'm up in the tropics in Toponabe.
So, across the...
You're cutting it out, sir.
I'm familiar with your town. Where's it at?
About 6 miles north of Indian River, 14 miles south of Sheboygan, on Mullet Lake.
Oh, okay. You getting snow up there right now?
Oh, yeah. A lot of lake effect. Comes and goes.
Yeah, it's been mainly today. It didn't last night, so it's been missing today.
Yeah, well, I'm totally familiar with the saying around there that if it's snowing anywhere in Michigan, it's snowing in Gaylord at the same time.
Not before, but Antrim County real well, which we border, they get quite more than we do here in Gaylord. Go ahead.
Yeah, they got storm warnings. I just heard on the radio, 6 to 8 inches for you guys.
Is the weather forecast, is that for the rest of
the... Roger, I don't know what's going on, but you're cutting in and out quite a bit, and I'm missing 2 or 3 words at a time.
Anyway.
Well, all I got out of your last transmission was the word anyway. Nothing else heard. 7th Street, KA8SPW. I'll be clear and listening.
Hello, radio. Anybody on up north? W8RRM and Gaylord looking? Well, I guess I'm back to the home repeater.